Now, 3WC Local News, brought to you by Hugh Chatham Memorial Hospital, our region's choice for technology and care.
I'm Angela Henley. A few accidents were reported in Wilkes this morning due to icy conditions, but thankfully, sunshine and temperatures rising above 40 degrees today greatly aided in melting the coverage of ice we had from Thursday's wintry weather. Traffic accidents due to ice in Wilkesboro range from hitting a mailbox on Laurel Road, hitting a curb at the courthouse, sliding off Highway 421 and hitting the median, to a tractor-trailer sliding down the parking lot and into two parked vehicles at Empire Chevrolet. Damages ranged from $500 to $1,500. There was another accident, not ice-related, but sun-related. On Wednesday, a vehicle pulled in front of another on River Street when a driver was blinded by the sun. No one was reported injured. However, damages to the vehicles involved ranged from $400 to $700. The Department of Transportation tells 3WC News that most of the main roads in the county are in good condition at this time. Secondary roads and roads in the higher elevation still have some icy areas. A road crew will be on duty tonight to work on any re-icing on roadways in Wilkes when temperatures drop back down. It's always bad news when a woman loses or accidentally leaves her pocketbook. It's really bad if you happen to have illegal drugs in the pocketbook you leave behind. A customer at the run-in on Oakwoods Road reported that someone had left their pocketbook at one of the tables in the store. An employee searched the pocketbook for ID but found illegal drugs instead. Police were called and took possession of the purse, which contained marijuana, syringes, and other drug paraphernalia. A Caldwell County inmate ID was the only form of picture identification. Police later determined the pocketbook belonged to a woman from North Wilkesboro. Charges are pending after arrest warrants have been served. Until then, we cannot release the name of the suspect. It's a scam called money switching, and it has occurred at several area Walmart stores, including the one in Wilkesboro. Police are investigating the incident that was captured on video surveillance tape at the local Walmart. A man came up to one of the registers and bought some deodorant. He then asked the cashier to change a $50 bill. The cashier gave him the change. The man counted the change, put it down, and said something to the cashier. The cashier counted the money again, and then the man reached over and grabbed some money. The cashier seemed confused with the confrontation. At the end of her shift, the cashier's drawer then comes up several $100 short. According to the loss prevention at Walmart, this scam is called money switching, and it confuses the cashiers into giving the wrong change back. The investigation is still underway. Police do have a description of the man operating the scam, as the whole thing was caught on videotape. If you must argue, then don't argue at Walmart. Police were called to Walmart in reference to a disturbance. A Walmart employee told police that a man and woman were arguing inside the store. Police questioned the two, who stated they were arguing over riding the Wilkes Transportation Authority bus. One wanted to ride the bus. One did not want to ride the bus, and the Walmart official did not want them at the store anymore. The police officer, in his role as keeper of the peace, convinced the two to call a cab and leave Walmart. They agreed. Sometimes peacekeeping is a full-time job for police. Officers were also called to Windermere Apartments in reference to a disturbance. Upon arrival, they found a man and two women had been arguing at one of the apartments. Warrants were checked on the individuals involved. The man, Anthony Haley of Wilkesboro, had an active warrant for communicating threats. He had also been previously banned from Windermere Apartments and was trespassing. Haley was arrested and taken to the Wilkes County Intake Center. For 3WC Local News, I'm Angela Henley reporting.
3WC Local News, brought to you by Hugh Chatham Memorial Hospital, our region's choice for technology and care.